Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Amano, your host, and we are here to help you move forward. I help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. And that is what Avanti means in Italian, move forward. Today on the show, I have a great guest and friend. His name is Ron Willey. Ron, good afternoon. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, David. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. You are a great Rochester entrepreneur, and I'm very, very excited to have you on the show. Your new company, newer company, is called One Down Consulting, and you help people with sales process and sales automation. And is that a great way to describe it? How would you dig a little bit deeper with that?
It is, and I think we definitely help with sales process and sales automation. I think a way we like to kind of phrase it is we actually help with sales and marketing technologies, and we help with their alignment and use to drive revenue. And a part of that is really sales operations, sales process is one of the pieces to it.
Very cool. All right, Ron. Well, I'm going to read your bio, and then we're going to dig a little bit deeper, go behind your curtain to learn more about you and just really dig out those nuggets in your brain and your years of experience so we get up our listeners with their business and life and moving forward. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. So Ron has been involved in sales, marketing, and technology for the last 20 years. The last two companies he led both made the Inc. 5000 list, which the most recent one coming in at 465. He has consulted with hundreds of organizations on how to implement and in the use of sales and marketing and technologies. Specialties include sales management, sales operation, account management, and sales and marketing automation. Ron holds an MBA from the Simon School at the University of Rochester and is currently the founding partner of One Down Consulting Group, a sales and marketing technology company. He is passionate about helping companies grow. So, Ron, Simon School graduate, congratulations. I know that's no easy task. So that means you're pretty smart. Love to hear that. And really, Inc. 5000. I mean, you know, I was on the Inc. 5000 with one of my previous companies 3 years in a row. But we never broke the 500. We were in the 5,000. But you were 465. I mean, that is super fantastic. So congratulations on that too.
Thank you very much.
Yep. So Ron, I've known you for a number of years. We met through a mutual friend, Bruce Peters, who we were in some of his training together. And yep. We probably met about 10 years ago. And so what I want to do is just if you could tell us a little bit about your journey on being an entrepreneur. Your path so far, and then want to try to get some lessons from you along the way.
Sure. I think I was an entrepreneur long before I kind of knew what that word was. I probably still can't spell that word, but
it's a French word.
I try really hard to be one. So I think I've always looked at things a little differently. Going way back when, I always was trying to, you know, help neighbors do stuff, kind of the proverbial lemonade stand. I did a lot of, I used to hang flyers and fix neighbors' bikes and stuff like that. But it really wasn't until probably when I started going to Simon that you really start taking a look at, can I venture out on my own? Can I pull the trigger on something? Is there any kind of, what could I bring to the marketplace that would bring some value? So that was probably really the first thing that kind of made me start thinking in that way. And then I think the other piece to that pie was, I grew up and was a part of that dot-com boom. And, you know, you're just seeing all these people really launch very successful organizations or some try and learn a lot of lessons. And you just kind of wanted to figure out how you could be a part of that journey. So,
yep, absolutely. Well, that's great. So, and you've been an entrepreneur here in Rochester for 20 years. And as any entrepreneur, we've had some ups and downs, some incredible times, some learning lessons. And, you know, would love to, if you could share experiences about what you've learned and any highs and lows about being an entrepreneur along the way, because, you know, you have continued to be an entrepreneur through the years. And, I say that we are constantly moving forward, riding the roller coaster, lessons learned. And then if we could take those lessons and help others, that's really a great part of being an entrepreneur. So we'd love to hear about your journey. You've had a few different businesses, and if you can give us kind of an overview of your journey with those so far, that'd be great.
Sure. first official business, you know, outside of hanging flyers, and there's been lots of ideas. First one we kind of ventured out on, I was in a group of with a group of students at Simon School, and we actually were approached by a professor and about a pricing consulting engagement for a local chemical company. And he approached our group and said, you know, you guys are doing great work. You guys should think about forming a company, and I have this opportunity for you. And so we actually formed a company. It was called Centire, and we basically were a marketing consulting company. We went out and basically started helping companies, nothing to do with design. It was all strategy, pricing, positioning. And we took this first, really first pricing problem and dug into it, and we're kind of off and running. Immediately had some traction with some pretty big companies here in town. So we did some work for like U of R and Wegmans. And then September 11th hit. And so it was a pretty interesting time. And we went from being super busy and off to a great start to getting phone calls from people telling us to finish up wherever we are, send them anything that we've produced to date and a final invoice, and everything's on hold.
Oh, jeez.
And so that was a pretty interesting time when you really you don't think about some of environmental factors that could influence your business, but that was a pretty interesting learning lesson for learning opportunity for us in that sometimes things are outside of your control.
Yep.
And how do you plan for them, and how do you what are some good contingency plans that you should have in place, immediately following that, I was looking around for opportunities and found a husband and wife firm. They were looking to hire their third employee. We did professional services, so technology implementations for nonprofits, and they wanted to hire me on as a VP of sales and marketing. And so I took the job and was able to grow them into a multi-million dollar business here in town. And that was a great learning opportunity. Some setbacks here and there, but mostly just successful and just normal, day-to-day business. And so that was a great opportunity. That company just recently sold. So I'm very proud of kind of being a part of its early growth. I did leave before the sale happened, and I started a company called Black Tab. And that company focused on really Salesforce.com implementations, development, and we had some product, our own product development going on. That's actually the company that I took to 465 on the Inc. 5000. And we were basically helping really getting into the Fortune 500, doing a lot of work with even some Fortune 100s to help them really extend, implement, and use Salesforce.com.
Great. And that's where you got really the basis to start went down consulting.
Yeah. And so interesting story. So if I'm so successful, why did I start a new company? And so some great learning opportunities happened with Black Tab. And we went from being recognized and telling our staff we made 465 on the Inc. 5000. And this was 2015. And the same week that the publication came out, we had actually laid off all of our staff. We basically had explosive growth and lost a little bit of our focus on sales, trying to deliver. And we really didn't take a step back and think about recapitalizing the firm with all the staff that we had and taking a look at what our cash needs might be. So you learn a heck of a lot of lessons in a very short period of time when that happens.
Ron, we're going to take a quick break on that note, and we will be right back.
Join Fox News' Brian Kilmeade weekdays from 9 to noon on 1310 WOKR.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
Canandaigua's newest radio station, 1310 WOKR.
All right, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. This is Dave Mamano, your host. Today we're talking to Ron Willey from One Down Consulting. Ron is a many, many year entrepreneur here in Rochester, New York, Simon School graduate, focuses on helping companies with their sales and marketing processes and technologies. Which at the end of the day is the most important thing, because nothing happens until some money comes into the organization with sales and marketing. So very important to get that right. So, Ron, you're telling us about your journey.
Sure.
You had some few different companies, learned a lot, and really had some great successes and definitely rode the roller coaster, like all of us, like any entrepreneur that's been an entrepreneur for a certain amount of times. You know, it is a roller coaster, the ups and downs, the dark tunnels, the loops, and some people get off, and you just keep on getting on the ride again. I love it. And you have a new company within the past year, I believe, maybe bit longer, One Down Consulting, right?
Yep. I do. Thank you. And so it was interesting when I took a step back after Black Tab, and I was thinking about, you know, like, what's next for me? Where do I fit? I really do love professional services. I love helping organizations to really grow and get better. Mm-hmm. And so when I was actually taking a step back and thinking about, like, where do I fit? What's next for me? One of the things kind of kept jumping out at me, and that was that, you know, we live in a time where we really have some of the best sales and marketing tools available. And while my last company focused just on the technical side of the implementation, when I took a step back and thought about all the customers we had helped, really it came down to a couple things. And it was that, you know, companies really need help in trying to figure out, you know, really what a good go-to-market strategy is. They really need to figure out sales and marketing operations. And most importantly, they need to figure out how to use these tools. And so really, the idea for One Down came from the fact that we really think that most organizations have spent a significant amount of money on these tools, and they're being underused, misused, or they're not aligned to help drive strategy, process, and really at the end of the day, you know, create clarity and vision for executing growth.
So when a client comes to you, what are they, I mean, what is their kind of normal state of being, and what are maybe some common issues they're having, and then, sure. And then what do you guys do for them?
Sure. So I kind of have three scenarios. And so one is hyper growth, and they're really growing quite quickly, and they're trying to get their handle around how best to manage that. And they have a little to no visibility into what really is occurring. And they're trying to kind of catch up to the growth that's happening and implement sales and marketing tools almost to create better forecasts or better manage what's kind of happening. The other end of the spectrum is that they're struggling and they are really trying to figure out what's going on. And so they need someone kind of independent to come in and kind of assess, you know, how are things going with sales and marketing? Are they doing the things that are considered best practices? Do they have some opportunity for improvement in a few areas that maybe can help kind of reinvigorate the engine, if you will? And then the third scenario is you have companies that have invested in all of this technology, and they think it's a mess, or they're like, we're paying all this money and we're not seeing the return we think we should. Can you help us?
Right. And you can.
And we can, yeah. So we kind of come in and work with them to kind of assess what they were hoping to achieve. We kind of assess current state. We create a lot of roadmaps. And then most importantly, we can actually help them implement that roadmap. So we're not just leaving them with some plan that, you know, that collects dust. We can actually help produce that. And then most importantly, align the technology and help the different users to actually use that to perform better.
All right. So that sounds great. And but just, you know, in layman's terms, so you know, what will you do? Is it always Salesforce or is it some type of CRM? And then, you know, what will you do? Will you do some training with the Salesforce and how to use everything and maximize the technology?
Yep. So we are currently a Salesforce.com partner, but we actually work across, we can actually do work across different platforms. I think there's kind of pillars to success, and we kind of evaluate how each of the pillars is doing. So there's a couple pieces. So once we understand what your go-to-market strategy is, or we help you develop that, we then align the technology so that it's efficient, effective, and can be monitored for both management purposes and coaching perspective. And then we actually do train the users. And I think most importantly, and there's kind of a gap we've identified, is we actually help train the managers. So how can the managers use these technologies to really monitor how well a strategy is being implemented? Is someone following it? Are they making the calls they're supposed to if it's an activity-based strategy? So that they can really make sure people are living to the goals and objectives, and most importantly, kind of know how to use these tools to better coach their staff for performance.
Yeah, that sounds amazing, because I think, like, you know, your computer or a lot of other software programs, some of these CRMs like Salesforce, they're tremendous, but there's so much there, right? So much bells and whistles, and like you never utilize all of it, but it's sometimes it's just tough to know how much you should use or what you should use. And I know some companies have gotten Salesforce and it's been too much for them. They didn't need, you know, that much of a powerful CRM. And other companies got Salesforce.com, and then they hired some other, technology company to create some add-ons. And then sometimes that goes well, and then sometimes it doesn't. And it just seems like working with a guy like you from the start to assess the needs and be that coach and consultant to see really what the company needs, how much, how little, and then how to use everything effectively. It seems like that'd be a great use of using One Down Consulting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then, you know, we've kind of focused on the CRM side, but, you know, with the marketing automation tools that are becoming available, having them fully integrated with it, whatever customer relationship management tool you're using is an important part of that as well. And if you think about it, it goes all the way back to just some basic stuff like how do you create the appropriate data model so that I can quickly target and segment and then think about personas so that we can better market and sell to these people. But I need to make sure that all of that's kind of accomplished in a setup so that even the marketing tools then are now effective. So they really are connected nowadays, and it's really hard to separate marketing technologies from sales technologies, and they need to work together. And there's some great research out there around, you know, really sales and marketing, and organizations that can align their sales and marketing are really have significantly, I think it's like 43% increased sales rep revenue when you can align your marketing and sales technologies to actually increase, you know, to help increase productivity of the rep.
What's an example of some of the marketing technologies that you use for companies?
Sure, there's a whole host. So it really is getting into, you know, email is still a workhorse, but it really is coming down to marketing automation tools. So creating customer journeys, understanding where the buyer is, and there's great tools, whether it be Pardot or what was ExactTarget, Marketo, HubSpot. We've helped clients really with projects across all of these applications and a bunch of others. And again, they're buying them, and they sound great during when they're purchasing them, and they sound great, you know, when they're getting pitched to them. But then when the rubber hits the road, there's a lot of work to be done to really understand who the buyer is, what their journey is, how do you align content so that it's both, so that I can create awareness, move someone into consideration, augment them during the sales process, and maybe use it for onboarding after the fact. There's a lot of work to be done, but when done well, when you really can nurture these leads, it really is a great source of revenue. And there's some research that indicates that nurtured leads by 40% larger purchases for the first purchase because they know you better. So, you know, there's really a lot going on in that space right now.
Interesting. I just got Infusionsoft a few months ago.
Yeah.
And that's another beast, right? I mean, it's fantastic.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. There's so many. Yep. It's like Salesforce. It's a beast, but it's fantastic. And so I'm really I don't use it as a sales CRM tool. It's more of a marketing CRM tool,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
But I, you know, I'm working with it, and we're starting to realize how we can get results from it and how to use it that best works for us. And I'm just amazed. I mean, when I started my business back way back in 1995. You know, ACT had just come out. Remember
yep.
ACT, the CRM tool?
Oh, I sure do. Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good at the time. And then and they lost their way. I don't even know if they're around anymore. But that was like the beginnings of, you know, transferring your system from the Rolodex, right?
Yep.
to more sophisticated tools. And
You know, it's interesting with these tools. And I sometimes, you know, when I work with business leaders, really, you know, the mindset should really be, it's like, you know, one of your most important assets besides your people are really your customers and how well they're organized. And, you know, and I always tell people, like, if I had asked you today, like, can you quickly get me your holiday gift list together, or, you know, your holiday card list together, you know, how long does it take you to do that? And I sometimes use it as a really good indicator as to like how well organized their client and or prospect information is. And it really is, these tools are, I like to say they're offensive. So they really help you to be more productive. When aligned, they really help you to perform better. And there's a whole bunch of research that supports that. But there's also a defensive reason that these tools are important. You know, you sent a salesperson to a conference. They started to develop relationships. They started reaching out and talking to that person. And then that sales rep wins the lottery and moves on. And it's like, you know, that CRM tool, you know, is capturing, you know, partial value of something, sending someone to a trade show, and you need someone to be, to effectively pick that up and run with those kind of leads or opportunities and know where they are and what's next. And, you know, these tools are really important to for organizations to perform well.
Yeah. You know, when I first got ACT back in 1995, my father knew an ACT consultant, and as a favor, the guy met with me. And he said, you know, this is going to be the difference between who makes it in sales and who doesn't. Meaning, you know, the people that use ACT or a tool like that going forward is really going to be the determining factor of success or not success, because it was, you were going to be left behind if you didn't really catch on with this technology.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I have to say, when I go in and kind of help companies, and, you know, I have some companies that are high adopters of technology, to the point where it is, you know, one of the entrance exams, if you will, for a potential candidate, is how proficient they are with, like, typing, computer navigation. Do they understand these technologies? And they're even, some of them are even testing them because they're trying to make sure nobody who can't really hit the road with the and be successful with the tools even makes it in the door anymore. And the companies that I have that are being that diligent about protecting their investment in technology to make sure people use it are doing really well. And they understand the value. And really, if you think about what's the purpose of a tool, it's to create leverage or some kind of efficiency. So the organizations that are doing it well and have built kind of a capability around using these tools, aligning these tools, having strategies to leverage these tools, are significantly outperforming their peers that are, or their competitors that aren't using them as well.
Excellent. Do you see kind of some common traits and habits with salespeople and or business owners that are you know, really successful with sales in these systems?
Some traits. I think the organizations that do really well with these systems, you know, they have well-defined playbooks. They have a defined sales process that goes along with that playbook. So at each step of the process, here's what's supposed to happen. And that's kind of on the company side. And that really is a great, you know, if that's been implemented well, you know, you can learn a lot from where there's something leaking in the pipeline. You know, if someone's not following the process, you can kind of dive into why and help them get back on track. And then on the sales rep side, I definitely see reps that have embraced the technology. They know how to use it. It's just like a carpenter with a hammer. You know, you would never find a carpenter who couldn't swing a hammer. And the best sales reps think of, you know, these tools as their hammer, and they know how to use them extremely well.
Excellent. Ron, what do you do best? What is your superpower? If I were to say, Ron, you can only do one thing to make money, what would that be?
Yeah. I really do feel I can take a lot of information. So when I meet with these companies, it's like, usually it's kind of all over the place in the beginning. It's like, here's what we're trying to do. Here's how the market we're trying to go after. And I can help kind of whittle that down into some pillars. And then I can figure out how best to operationalize that so it's efficient, and that management can manage and coach their staff against that process. I've been in really, really big organizations with very, very complex processes, and I've been in really small organizations with complex processes, and I just seem to have a knack for quickly understanding what they're trying to do and figuring out how best to operationalize that.
Excellent. Hey, Ron, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Weekday evening 6 to 9, it's Chad Benson. Join Chad for refreshingly different commentary on today's news on WOKR.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184, 800-368-5184, 800-368-5184, 800-368-5184.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details. Not available in all states.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.
All right, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm David Mono, your host. Today we're talking to Ron Willie from One Down Consulting. Ron has a great entrepreneurial journey through the years here in Rochester. Simon School grad, now works with companies to really, I would say, maximize their sales and marketing through technology, process, and systems. When it comes to working with Ron, there's no winging it. He's going to come into your company and take a look at how you're selling, how you're marketing, and help you maximize all the technologies and processes out there. So, Ron, you're telling me a little bit about your journey and how you're helping companies and really your superpower. Now, I'd love to, you know, a lot of our listeners are people who have businesses or want to, you know, thinking starting businesses and they want to move forward. What are some of your own personal habits to make sure that you stay on top of your game as just a great entrepreneur, a great business owner, make sure that you stay sharp?
That's an interesting question. I think this time around, one of the things that is that I'm really stressing is just, you know, I'm trying to make sure I get enough rest. I'm trying to make sure I get some exercise. That wasn't always true. I just kind of joke, I was the workhorse. If something needed to be done, I'd be like, I'll take care of it. And I would just work all night. And then I kind of had this epiphany that it's just not sustainable. It's not healthy. I think after a while you kind of walk around cloudy and in a fog. And I don't believe it's a badge of honor anymore. I think when I was younger, you know, I kind of almost bragged about it. And now it's nothing to brag about. I really do think you have to be healthy to make good decisions. You have to be healthy to be creative. So I think I've kind of trying to root everything in that right now. And then beyond that, I think it's spending time. This space is moving so fast, and so it's making sure I'm allocating time to stay current. And not only is that reading about the different technologies, but also the application and use of them, and really trying to get a sense of what the leaders in the marketplace are doing and how they're leveraging these technologies. And so to me, it's a continued focus on learning.
Excellent. And Ryan, I know a little bit about you, so I'm gonna lead you into something that I think makes you a great entrepreneur, because I know that a lot of great entrepreneurs, they have an outlet, they have a habit, they have a hobby or something that allows them to just take a deep breath, take a pit stop, and kind of, you know, recharge and reconnect the synapses. And your, I'll say, hobby has to do with the name of your company, right?
It does, yeah. That, you have a good memory, David.
Not
so,
bad,
yes.
Right? So, not bad. So I want to. So, yep. I didn't drink too much in high school and college. I still have some brain cells left, and so the memory is still somewhat there.
fair enough. So I'll tell you what my hobby is, and I can tell you how it's connected to my name. So I definitely have a motorcycling problem, and if you talk to my wife, she will confirm that. So. It is interesting. I really connected with it just a few years ago. You know, I had a motorcycle in high school. I think I got a junior in high school, and I had it in college, and had been off it for years. And I really was looking for a break from work, and kind of reconnected with my love of motorcycling. And there's something about being on a motorcycle. Yes, the surroundings and touring around and going, you know, I've been in a lot of different states at this point. But to stay focused, to not be smushed is what I kind of say. It takes your mind off everything else. And you really just end up having this single purpose of riding that motorcycle. And it's the only place I go that I actually never think about work. It's not even like I drift off occasionally and think about work. It's like the minute I'm on there, all I think about is riding the motorcycle and the enjoyment it brings and the scenery. And it really helps me to escape.
Excellent.
And so I don't know if anyone's tried to name a company in recently, but try to find a name, a domain name, you know, something that's not copyrighted, you know, something that has great meaning. It's hard. And so I was trying to come up with everything. And then I started thinking about like motorcycling and stuff. You know, motorcycles have a gear pattern, and one of the things we were playing with is helping companies to, you know, help them get started or take one thing off their list. And we were playing around with words that meant that. And then I was like, hey, with a motorcycle, you know, to get started, first gear is one down and then the rest of the gears are up. So we were like, hey, we can play around with that a little bit and see if, you know, if there's something there. So really the inspiration from the name came from motorcycling, but the intended meaning is really, we're going to help you get started in the right direction. You know, a lot of companies have great intentions and just need someone to take one off their list. So we were playing around with that a little bit.
So one down consulting.
That's exactly right. Yep.
So you go down for the first gear and then you go up for the rest.
Yep, you go up for the rest. So so that's where the name came from. You know, really just trying to be creative and think of something nobody else had that had some meaning is how we got there. So
yep, I love it. I love it. So Ron, I have some questions for you too. You know, I feel like you have become really a product of your own company. Like you're a really good salesperson, right? And you know, you went into all these other companies that you've created and partnered with and helped them grow tremendously, and you know, and then really started One Done Consulting not too long ago, and you're already thriving. You've been to two of my Ivanti summits, and you know, that's been fantastic that you've been there and been able to do things like that already. And so if you were to recommend to salespeople, like some books to read or some seminars or things that they can do to become better salespeople, what are some of your favorite books, or what are some of your you know, your favorite experiences that made you a better salesperson?
Let me think about how to answer that. I really did read a lot of books. some of my favorite books kind of talk about the basics. The Little Red Book of Selling is one of them. And I really do think that that reading different books really does help kind of help you. And this is kind of even what I kind of help companies do. I still think, even though there's great process and I push process a lot and I talk about sales methodologies a lot, I still think that you have to make it personal and it has to reflect you. And even when, you know, I had a bunch of sales reps working for me, even though we had a process, we had a methodology we were following, I tried to make sure people didn't get lost in that, and that really you could be the most successful sales rep being yourself. So that's kind of A. No matter what you read, I still think you have to be yourself. I could never sell like David Mamano. I just don't have the personality or that approach. I can't deliver in that manner.
Nor do you want to.
but I found what works for me. And I think that's an important piece, is you have to kind of, make sure it reflects you and your personality regardless of what you read. So when I'm coaching people, those are some of the things, because I think too often people read a book and then it's like the book of the month and we're changing the company on a whole new strategy. And, you know, you might lose some personality or things that made you successful to begin with. So that's kind of my take on books. Very, very helpful. I definitely read a lot, but I'm always trying to understand what of it can I take away to augment what I do. And then maybe the only other thing, and this is going to sound a little funny, maybe, I originally went to school to be a teacher. And I actually still read things about like teaching and communicating and stuff. And I think I have had some great sales lessons just from the concepts of teaching, and I sell things that are very complex. And, you know, I'm not trying to convince you, I'm really trying to help you. And so when I've taken that kind of more service oriented attitude and taken kind of the concepts of like, you know, teaching someone, let me teach you, let me show you, let me help you, let you use it, let me help so you can experience it. Like I've been very successful in sales because I take more of a teaching approach to it. And then in the end of the day, someone's either going to buy from me or not. And I don't, especially with the stuff I sell, I'm not going to convince you to spend this kind of money unless I've shown you, and you've connected the dots on how this can help you. And I think I do that best by taking a more teaching approach.
That's great. That's great. More of the consultative sell.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Little Red Book of Selling, and that's by Jeffrey Gittimore, who was very profound on my sales training. You know, I had the column for many years in the Rochester Business Journal. I don't know if he still does. I don't think I've seen it recently. But he came to Rochester, 12 years ago, written many, many books. So he's kind of really one of the best sales training guys, I think, around. And funny you mention him, because I was just asked to be on his podcast in a couple of weeks. So I'm excited about that. And I said I would only do it if he would be on my podcast. So I'm going to have him on my podcast as well. I think that's pretty – I was pretty excited about that, because that's kind of, in my opinion, kind of a crowning achievement, because he's been one of my sales idols for many, many years. So
yeah. And I think I would say one of my other I read it, but it's really about Mark Cuban. And I used to get a magazine called Selling Power. And I used to read it religiously, and I still kind of thumb through it occasionally and stuff. But Mark had an article in there years ago. I still probably have the edition laying around in my office somewhere. But it talked about how he first got into sales. And he said, if I can paraphrase this correctly in the article, that he was working at this little little company that sold computer stuff, and he actually took home all the manuals, and every single night he read the manuals. And so he was like, I'm going to know more about this than anyone. And he basically talked about, you know, the importance of understanding your product, all of your product, and that it is kind of not okay to not understand it or its features. And I've done pretty well selling technology. And I'm really taking what he said to heart. And it's like, I make sure that I understand all of technology, and make sure I understand and can do it. I actually hold some certifications around some of the technologies. And I don't know if a lot of people in my position doing the consulting and, you know, focusing on sales actually could qualify, you know, could pass some of the certification exams. But I learned from him early on that that's, you know, understanding your product's an important part and you should know it inside and out. And, you know, that just came from reading a great magazine.
Yep. Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, it's funny you say that. I mean, sometimes just, you know, reading a magazine or something can change the course of your life. You know, I remember back in 1994 reading Entrepreneur Magazine, and I read about a guy that was doing some programs in Eugene, Oregon, of all places, to help high school students with college planning. And I was really starting to search my brain of what business I could start. And I had run the college newspaper at University of Buffalo, loved selling print, writing, all that stuff. And then out of college, I sold radio advertising for 3 years. So my experience was I knew how to create content for a magazine and I knew how to sell ads. And then I read about this guy that was helping high school students with college planning. And I go, oh my God, that's my business. I will start a magazine for high school students and help them with college and career planning. And that's what I did. That was Next Step U for 20 plus years, all because I read that article in Entrepreneur Magazine.
Isn't it funny? I don't know. I have kids. We're starting to talk about college and stuff like that. And, you know, part of me is like, you know, unless they're, I don't know, I just feel it's a journey and I got to make sure they're educated and that, you know, they're picky, you know, unless they have a passion for a particular direction, that's important from an educational perspective. I just feel like, how do I just make sure they have the tools to apply to any direction that may come their way? That's kind of my, you know, it's kind of my mission with them. It's like, I want them to be able to take advantage of opportunities when presented. So they need, you know, the right background to do that. But I'm almost not too worried about like majors and stuff like, I just think it's a journey and you'll figure it out. So.
Absolutely. I went to school pre-dental. I mean, like.
I always thought you had great teeth.
Well, you know, I had this gift and I wanted to share. No, I'm just kidding. The real reason is my mother's cousin was our dentist, and he, when I was growing up, I saw that he had a red Porsche and a huge house. So as any 12-year-old kid would think, I'd be like, that's what I want to be. I had no love of teeth whatsoever, and I quickly found that out and changed my major.
Oh, my God. Isn't it funny?
Yep. So, hey, Ron, we are coming to the end of the show already. Really, really appreciate you being on, Ron. Thank you so much. Ron Willey from One Down Consulting. And, Ron, tell us, if our listeners want to get in touch with you, what is the best way?
Sure. So they can either call me. So I'll give my number. So it's 585-455-6291. Or they can go to my website, and we have a contact us form on there that will come right into us. And my website is onedownconsulting.com. And one is spelled out. So O-N-E, downconsulting.com.
Very good. That domain was still available, huh?
Was still available, yes.
How about that?
It's tough.
Well, Ron, thank you so much. And any customers or any listeners, I'm sorry, looking to really just have a conversation about sales, marketing, and how to maximize those things with automation and technology, and just have a conversation about doing all that you can to maximize your sales and marketing process, I can attest that Ron is the guy to talk to. So, Ron, thanks again. Really appreciate you having on the air. And I'm sure we'll have you on the air again soon. I also want to thank everybody for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. And if you or someone you know would like to be considered to be a guest on my show, please email me at david@davidmamano.com. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.